From the WUWM Newsroom, I'm Taryn Powell. For most kids, the summer signals the end of the school year and the return to summer sports and camps. But the arrival of the coronavirus means that things are going to look different this year. With many states, including Wisconsin, lifting their stay-at-home orders, people who run camps or youth sports may be considering or working on reopening. Local health professionals want parents to weigh the risks before enrolling their kids. Dr. Cheryl Paley and Kevin Walter went live on Facebook Wednesday to outline the evolving CDC and state guidelines for youth summer programs. Dr. Walter is the program director of sports medicine at Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. He says sports will have different levels of risk based on how much direct physical contact participants usually have. He says the State Department of Health Services says the safest approach is to postpone or cancel youth sports at this time. But with most counties and municipalities being open, some families are choosing to accept the risk. Walter says returning to sports will be a phased approach.
This phased stepwise increase would basically move you from kind of individual workouts virtually, which is kind of where I think we are now, to more small group, maybe less than 10, keeping up with physical distancing, do some training drills that are non-contact, not passing balls between each other. And then moving on to larger group drills where maybe you bring the whole team together.
Walter says then teams can move to competitions, but only locally because traveling would expose teams from different communities with different risk factors to each other, likely increasing exposure. Dr. Paley, a pediatrician at Bayshore Pediatrics, spoke to the reopening of camps. She says the health guidelines may look different between overnight camps and day camps.
So if you have an overnight camp and you have cabins, it's keeping your cabin together, not intermixing at all, actually, with the other cabins. It's keeping age groups at the day camp together. They talk about wearing masks, especially when you're indoors. But one of the big things they talk about is much as you can be outside.
Paley says being outside is a little bit safer. But both doctors say there is no clear answer to when it will be 100% safe for kids to go back to sports or camps. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.